Hi, y'all. This is Carrie D. Welcome to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Join me every Thursday for some much-needed encouragement, coffee, and conversation. It's my prayer that this podcast will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. Hey, if you're blessed each week by our podcast, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool in Step with God. Then, share our podcast with some of your homeschooling friends who might need a little encouragement this week. You can also find me at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. So stick around, pour yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, and take a little coffee break with me. Let's get started. Hi, y'all, and welcome back to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. You know, homeschool moms don't just roll out of bed in the morning, whip up a cup of coffee, and then start teaching their kids. Okay, well, maybe some of us do. All right, maybe a lot of homeschool moms do. And that's okay. We all have our own homeschool and teaching style. But I do know that many moms who do just wing it, or who homeschool one prayer at a time, do think to themselves on those really crazy and chaotic days, man, I wish I was a bit more organized. You know, sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. I know I am. I know I was often behind before I even got started. Peaceful or calm homeschool moms, well, they have a little secret. You know that popular book by Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of a Highly Effective People, and others that came after it, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families, and Seven Habits of Highly Effective Teens? Well, every calm, cool, and collective homeschool mom has developed seven helpful habits as well. In this episode, I want to talk about the seven habits of a highly effective homeschool mom. Let's see if you agree with me or if you think I should add a few to the list. Okay, the first habit of a highly affected homeschool mom has absolutely nothing to do with teaching. Habit number one, effective homeschool moms prep their meals ahead of time. Yep, I said it, and I'm sticking to it. Y'all, we spend so much time in the kitchen. Some seasons, it feels like we are literally living in the kitchen, especially when the kids are teens. All they do is eat. And then there's all the messes after that. Let's see. There's my morning coffee, and then there's breakfast with everyone. And then around 10 o'clock, there's breakfast number two. Yeah, that's a thing when you homeschool. They ask for food mid-morning like they haven't been fed in days. I never understood that. Then there's lunch and probably a mid-afternoon snack, either at home or on the go. Then the day ends with dinner, which is usually the largest and messiest meal of the day. And dinner prep takes place when most of us are physically and mentally exhausted. And this is only the prep, cooking, and eating portions of our days. After each meal, we spend even more time in the kitchen cleaning up. Homeschool moms that want to use their time effectively know that they don't have all day to whip up a meal. Highly effective and somewhat calm homeschool moms use their crock pots, they chop veggies ahead of time, and they do everything they can to make meal time quicker. They keep it simple, and they plan in advance. So mamas, if you got a crock pot, use it. Prepare overnight breakfast meals like overnight oats or egg casseroles or breakfast burritos that you can just heat up and serve in the morning. Make a plan for the week. It will save you time, and you won't have to answer that same question every night, what's for dinner? And you'll save money too. Spend one day a week or one day a month prepping food and freezing it. When you do cook a meal for dinner, purposely make a double batch. Eat one batch for dinner and then freeze the other batch for another day. Check out my past episode 142. It's called The Cafeteria Lady, Organizational Tips for KP Duty. Then check out my blog at coffeewithcarrie.org. Last year, I posted a series of articles to help prep meals, cook smarter, and teach your kids simple culinary and cooking skills. I even include a few recipes in those articles. So if you want to be more effective, plan and prep your meals. The next habit of a highly affected homeschool mom also has absolutely nothing to do with teaching. Habit number two, effective homeschool moms deep clean on the weekends, surface clean on the weekdays, and do pickup clean on the daily. Y'all, everyone is home 24/7 living and learning. There's gonna be messes. So pick and choose your battles. Save the toilet scrubbing and floor mopping for the weekends, or dare I say, clean them once a month. Wipe down counters, take out the trash, wash those dishes during the week. It's a germ thing, not an OCD thing. But hey, everyone is helping to make the mess, so everyone should help clean the mess. Divvy up the jobs, give out chores, teach even the little ones how to make their beds or fold the socks. Peaceful homeschool moms realize that the majority of the day, their kids are getting a real-world education. Cleaning and cooking aren't something that they do once lessons are over. Cleaning and cooking are the main lessons of each day. These are real-life lessons. These skills are just as important to learn as math facts and spelling rules. Then for the type A personalities like me, do a pickup session every afternoon. Put school supplies and toys where they belong, take out the trash, pick up the dirty dishes and coffee mugs, and put dirty laundry in the laundry basket. Notice I didn't say run the laundry, but at least put them in the laundry basket. Even though there might be a pile of dust on your table, the house will still look tidy and put together if you do a little daily pickup cleanup session each day. Less clutter will help you sleep better too, knowing that you don't have a mound of cleaning to do when you wake up. So the second habit of a highly effective homeschool mom is saving the deep cleaning for the weekends and tidying up only at the end of each day. Now, let's get to the teaching part. Habit number three, effective homeschool moms teach what they know. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to teach math if you aren't good at it. Of course, your kids have to do math and learn basic computation skills. However, joyful homeschool moms spend more time teaching their kids things that personally bring them joy. It's their fallback or their go-to lessons. A friend of mine, she loved to watercolor and she loved all things related to art. So whenever she could, the kids did an art project or she integrated watercoloring into their lessons. I'm sure you can guess it. They definitely did nature journals because she loved art so much. She wasn't confident in her own writing skills, so whenever they did a writing assignment, she tried to tie it into their nature journals. She would either give them poetry or Bible verses or quotes to copy. She would have her kids illustrate the stories they were writing. They created history notebooks too. They would narrate to her what they learned, and then they would write in their history notebook what they learned, and then, you guessed it, illustrated them. And she taught the kids about the lives of different artists as part of their history lessons, too. Different kinds of music played in the background while they drew or painted. One year, she did different art from around the world. She tied in geography and map work as they did a bunch of 2D or 3D art projects that year. Now, another friend of mine, she loves to garden and she loves her chickens almost as much as her kids. She told me once she got the kids involved in her gardening hobby and helping with the chicken chores, homeschooling was more fun and a whole lot more got done. Spend more time doing what you love and teaching what you know best. Then each day, throw in a math lesson or an editing exercise to help cover the basics that might otherwise be missing. So the third habit of a highly effective homeschool mom is to teach what you know and what you love. All right, habit number four. An effective homeschool mom stocks up on supplies. Yeah, I can't tell you how many days I completely lost it with the kids because we couldn't find a sharpened pencil in the house. Not one sharpened pencil. We homeschool people and we could never find pencils in the house. Anyway, I digress. As soon as we finally had a nice groove going and the kids had settled down and were actually listening, we would need something like a stapler or a particular notebook. And of course, we couldn't find it. We would waste so much time looking for supplies. So at the beginning of each week or month, restock those school supplies. Make sure you have working pens, sharpened pencils, staples, tape, scissors, dry erase markers that, you know, aren't dry, and art supplies. Not only restock them, but place them right smack in the middle of your learning space. Now, for us, this was the kitchen table. I had a basket that was full of our school supplies. This way, when a pencil broke, or a pen exploded, or a stapler jammed, no one had to leave the table, exit the room, and get distracted while searching for the needed supply. All they had to do was reach into the basket right in front of them and get what they needed. I also had a basket with basic art supplies in it, like color pencils, watercolors, brushes, art pencils, glue, crayons, stuff like that, all kinds of paper. I never knew when we would need something just a little bit more artsy, so I kept those supplies close by too. At the end of the day, both baskets were put back on the shelf so my kitchen table was not a mess or cluttered. Each of my kids also had a school basket which had their individual books in it. I made sure those baskets also had their notebooks, any chapter books they were reading, their binders, whatever they would need for a lesson. We finally got to a point when we stopped asking, "Mom, where's my math book?" because we knew exactly where it was all the time. So the fourth habit of a highly effective homeschool mom is to stock up on school supplies and keep them close by. Habit number five, effective homeschool moms know when to say no, and they know when to ask for help. Calm, peaceful homeschool moms never seem to be rushing around. It's amazing. But do you know why? Because they don't overschedule. They plan with wiggle room. They know there's always tomorrow. And they don't compare themselves to other homeschooling moms, and they don't compare their kids to their nieces, nephews, neighbors, and their best friends' kids. They know how to say no to the things that suck their joy, suck money out of their pocketbook, and suck their time. They even know how to say no to really good things in order to save time and space for the important things. They also know there's a season for everything. They don't feel guilty saying no to a particular activity or to a favorite class or to a scouting outing or to a sports activity because they know that the no might be just for a season. It may not be for forever. Because they don't overschedule and they plan with wiggle room, they don't stress as much when sickness invades the home and takes everyone out or when days are spent at the doctor's office because everyone's sick. They don't stress when a friend calls who needs help or when grandma stops by for a very long, unexpected visit. They usually don't stress when the washing machine breaks or the car breaks down and the entire day is spent on the phone or at the mechanics. Why? Because they know they have time and space to catch up. Effective homeschool moms also know when to ask for help. If they're overwhelmed or they're grieving, sick, tired, exhausted, or just not sure how to teach something, they ask for help. There's no shame in going to a friend, a relative, or a neighbor and saying, "Hey, can you help me with my toddler while I try to teach math to my seventh grader?" Or, "Hey, I know you're really good at math. Can you tutor my son in geometry for a while?" We need to invite others along on this homeschooling journey. Besides, it's more fun to learn and to do life with your homeschooling friends. So the fifth habit of a highly effective homeschool mom is knowing when to say no and knowing when to ask for help. Okay, habit number six. Effective homeschool moms take breaks. Y'all, taking breaks is important. Taking a Sabbath hour each day to recoup, it's needed. Honoring the Sabbath one day a week, it's necessary. Taking a Sabbath break for a week or maybe even 2 weeks to rest, it's vital. I've done a bunch of podcast episodes on Sabbath schooling. Make sure you go back and listen or re-listen to them. We all need the reminder. I've got one episode on how to develop a Sabbath hour into your homeschool day. I've got a few episodes on how and why to take a Sabbath week. I even have one episode on when and how to take a sabbatical year. I also talk a lot about Sabbath schooling in my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool and Step with God. So start small if you have to, but train your kids to rest, to nap, or do something quietly in their rooms each day. While they're taking a break, you take a break. Don't use this quiet time to catch up on emails or to scroll your social media or to prep dinner. Literally take a break too. Read God's word or read a chapter from a good book. Write in your journal. Knit or listen to music or a podcast or go for a walk. Think about adding a Sabbath week into your yearly calendar too. Now, we would work hard for 6 weeks and then take the seventh week, give or take, off. Our homeschooling and my attitude completely changed when we started using the schedule. It made all the difference. So the sixth habit of a highly affected homeschool mom is that she takes much needed breaks when she needs them. And finally, habit number seven, all effective homeschool moms are flexible. They know how to go with the flow. And that, my friends, does not describe me. They aren't tied down to anyone's standards. They are the master of their teacher guides, not the other way around. They try to be flexible, and they know that things will not always go as planned. Now, in case you're curious as to what Stephen Covey considers the seven habits of a highly effective person, here's the list from his book. He said habit number one is be proactive, meaning focus and act on what you can control and influence instead of what you can't. Well, we can definitely apply this to our homeschooling and parenting. In his book, he says habit number two is begin with the end in mind. Y'all, I say that all the time. This is what last week's episode was all about, as well as several chapters in my book, Just Breathe. If you don't know where you're going, you'll definitely end up someplace else. Okay, in his book, he says habit number three is put first things first. Y'all, this is biblical. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. Then he says habit number four is think win-win. Collaborate more effectively by building high trust relationships. Again, we can't do this homeschool thing alone, so learn with friends. He also says habit number five is seek first to understand and then to be understood. Y'all, the majority of our battles and discipline issues with our children can be eliminated if we first seek to understand their heart and motives before trying to get our point across. Then in his book, he says habit number six is synergize. Yeah, I had to look this one up too. Synergize means to combine or coordinate the activity of two or more agents to produce a joint effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. Okay. Yada, 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 yada. This is basically trying to kill two birds with one stone. Okay. So a highly effective homeschool mom does this all the time. She uses the one-room schoolhouse approach. She reads her way through history. She integrates subjects whenever she can. She teaches as many subjects as she can to everyone all at the same time. And then in his book, he says habit number seven is sharpen the saw. I love this. He says it's increase motivation, energy, and work-life balance by making time for renewing activities. Sounds a lot like taking a Sabbath break and doing things that bring you joy. So there it is, the seven habits of a highly effective homeschool mom. Habit number one, effective homeschool moms prep their meals ahead of time. Habit number two, effective homeschool moms deep clean on the weekends or once a month, surface clean on the weekdays, and do a pickup daily clean. Habit number three, effective homeschool moms teach what they know and love. Habit number four, an effective homeschool mom stocks up on school supplies. Habit number five, effective homeschool moms know when to say no and know when to ask for help. Habit number six, effective homeschool moms take breaks. And finally, habit number seven, all effective homeschool moms are flexible. Well, I hope you enjoyed my list of the seven habits of a highly effective homeschool mom. In this new year, y'all, work smarter, not harder. Thank you for hanging out with me and for joining me for this little coffee break. Hey friends, I have some exciting news. In January 2024, we will be launching The Coffee House. This is a Coffee with Carrie premium membership. Members of the Coffee House will gain even more access to encouragement, worship, fellowship, and homeschooling content. Now, if you enjoy my podcast, or you get a kick out of my social media posts, or you've been encouraged by one of my seminars or convention talks, then I think you will love the Coffee House. What's included in it, the Coffee House membership? Well, first, we will have monthly live Ask Me Anything sessions. If you and I have ever met for a coffee date, or if you and I have ever had a one-on-one conversation about homeschooling, then you will love this part of the Coffee House. It's a monthly coffee date with me and other homeschooling moms. Now, if you subscribe to my email newsletter, then you already receive my monthly free morning time plans. Members of the Coffee House will have access to even more free homeschooling resources like recommended book lists and seasonal activities and devotions and art studies and so much more. Each month's resource is print ready. Now, for those of you who have joined me for some of my Coffee with Carrie online seminars, or you've heard me speak at conventions or conferences, then you know how much homeschooling advice I can jam into an hour. Members of the Coffee House will also have exclusive access to live online workshops throughout the year. These will be recorded and available to Coffee House members to watch throughout the month. And finally, those of you who have been asking for an audible version of my book, Just Breathe, we're making that happen for our Coffee House members. Each month, members will have exclusive access to the audible version, which also includes updated insights that are not included in the book, as well as action steps at the end of each chapter to help you put into action the ideas in each chapter. Now, this January, I hope you can join us in the Coffee House when it goes live. A yearly membership is only $150. That's only $12.50 a month. But we want all of you to join when the Coffee House goes live. So the annual membership fee is only $99 if you join in the month of January. That's a third off. So go to coffeewithcarrie.org for more information about the Coffee House, and then make sure you subscribe to my email newsletter and follow me on Instagram at Coffee with Carrie Consultant so you get updates with promo codes and information about joining us January 1st. I promise that your heart and coffee cup will always be full with help, hope, and inspiration while hanging out with me at the Coffee House.